hørt vandringen. Maar je voorouders wilden van geen inmenging weten en telkens weer brachten zij de gezanten van mijn meesters op de meest gruwelijke wijze om. Slechts een handvol ouden kon zich hier handhaven. Hun bescherming tegen de wilde was de bron der onsterfelijkheid. Het nieuws van een drank die onsterfelijk maakt, verspreidde zich vlug. Maar de bron bleek een dodelijke valstrik voor degenen die zich onrechtmatig kwamen laven. Hoe kon de bron bescherming bieden aan je meesters dan? Op een dag vertrokken mijn meesters weer naar de sterren. Ik moest hier blijven om de bron te bewaken. Men beloofde mij echter dat ik eens zou worden teruggehaald. Maar dat is dan eeuwen geleden. Je bent toch... Ik onderga de tijd anders als jij, Johan. Zoals de beelden die je gezien hebt. Maar het wachten valt mij zwaar. Elke nacht roep ik mijn meesters aan. Helaas, ik geloof dat ze mijn bestaan vergeten zijn. Hou moed, Jomaas, hou moed. Wellicht is er nog hoop. Hoe is Grauwaar hier terechtgekomen? Grauwaar werd voor het vertrek van mijn meesters afgericht om mij voor altijd te beschermen. En al die beelden, erg verschillend, heb jij hen gemaakt, Jomaas? Heeft dat belang? De kennis van mijn meesters is ondoorgrondelijk, Johan. Beide mannen merken niet hoe een schitterende ster plots aan het firmament oplicht en stilaan groter wordt. Grauwaar broelt opgewonden als hij het lichtschijnsel aan de hemel ontdekt. Johan en Jomaas, die zich bij de bron bevinden, horen Grauwaars waarschuwing slechts vaak. Hij zei, Johan, zal ik iets anders doen?
Zonderling. Het leek alsof...
Grauwaar is op jacht. Misschien heeft hij wat gevonden. We zullen kijken.
Echt?
Het gebrul doet Jezera uit haar slaap opschrikken.
Geen spoor van Johan en Jomaas. Hebben ze mij hier aan mijn lot overgelaten?
Blindelings rent Jezera door de gang, geheel van streek door de akelige beelden die ze overal aantreft.
Inmiddels op het tempelterras.
Waarom gaat Grauwaar zo tekeer? Ik zie niets ongewoons.
Toch wel, Johan. Kijk maar omhoog.
Een vallende ster. Toch niet om je druk over te maken, Jomaas.
Het is nog te vroeg om zekerheid te hebben, maar er is een kans dat mijn lange wachttijd eindelijk voorbij is, Johan.
Gevolgd door een laaiende vuurstaart duikt de komeet naar de horizon en verdwijnt uit het zicht.
Nee, nee, kom terug. Laat me niet hier.
Het heeft geen zin, Jomaas. Kom, kom, we gaan naar binnen.
Maar even later.
Laat me niet.
Allemachtig, Jezera is uit haar kamer verdwenen. We moeten haar zoeken.
Totaal ontredderd is Jezera het oerwoud ingevlucht.
Maar al heel spoedig is Grauwaar ter plaatse en snijdt Jezera de pas af.
Plots wendt het roofdier zich af en laat waarschuwend gegrom horen.
In de verte nadert het dansende licht van meerdere fakkels.
Dat zijn de zeeschuivers. Ze komen recht hierheen.
Grauwaar keert zich dadelijk tegen de nieuwe bedreiging.
Dat.
Inmiddels heeft de Rode Ridder Jezera spoor gevonden en zet de achtervolging in.
Wacht hier. Dat kan nog niet ver zijn.
De kapitein had weer eens gelijk.
Het monster vertoont zich niet uit vrees voor onze fakkels.
Pas op, Jezera! Hierheen, snel!
Pas op. Inderdaad, kapitein. Het was verstandig van ons beiden een andere weg naar de tempel te volgen.
Ze hebben Jezera in hun macht. Eer ik bij haar ben, is het te laat. Maar Krawar kan voor een verrassing zorgen. Ik moet tijd winnen.
Geef niet toe, Johan. Ze zullen ons binnen beiden ombrengen.
Eén verkeerde beweging aan Joch. Rekent af met Teresa. Nee, Jezera. Ridder, werp je zwaard weg.
Ombrengen.
Niet als ze weten dat ik hen bij de bron der onsterfelijkheid kan brengen, Jezera.
Zo. Dus jij hebt de bron reeds gezien, Ridder. Heb je er ook van gedronken?
Wie dat onrechtmatig probeert, kan het niet meer navertellen, Zardoek.
We zullen zien. Bind hen allebei, joh. Nu hebben we gijzelaars.
Zodra de anderen hier zijn, trekken we verder naar de tempel. Waar blijven ze toch?
Johan en Jezera wisselen een blik van verstandhouding. Als plots kreten van doodsangst en hoezend gebrul door het oerwoud weer galmen.
Rentje!
Red je.
Zo te horen kun je Trawanten best wat hulp gebruiken. Zardoek, waar wacht je op?
Ik ben niet gek. Vooruit, naar de tempel, eer dat monster ons op de hielen zit.
En het viertal spoedt zich heen. Achter hem valt spoedig een doodse stilte.
Maak je geen illusies, Zardoek. We kunnen Krawar niet ontlopen.
Hou je mond, maak voort, Ridder, maak voort.
Reeds heilt Krawar's zwarte gedaante langs met verse sporen.
Maak voort. De voet van de tempel. Van het tempelgebouw haalt Krawar de vleugels in.
Maak voort, Ridder.
Het monster krijgt ons te pakken. Maar jij zult door mijn hand sterven, Ridder.
Net voor het kromzwaard neerzet.
Halt!
Terug, Krawar! Laat af!
Kromzwaard?
Zardoek, doe je gevangenen geen kwaad. Volg me! Ik zal jullie laten drinken van de bron der onsterfelijkheid.
De bron. Ja. Epiloog.
Epiloog. Hoe is het?
52.
Epiloog.
Niks.
Epiloog. Of eerst een kort nietje.
Een kort lezen?
Rust.
Rust is voor de zwakken, hè.
Maar ik hoor niks in mijn koptelefoon.
Ja. Ik hoor je eigen al heel de dag kloppen, hè.
Ja, het is goed.
Echt geur. Voilà.
Dank je.
Oh, en iedereen zijn strookjes? Dan gaan we strookjes trek doen. Twee draadjes.
Epiloog van Radio Kletnikov, de uitzending van 9 oktober 2001.
Kus mij. Epiloog. Kus mij. Kus mij. borderline. Je knutselt steeds met houtpoeder en mijn ogen worden nat van de tranen die niemand nog wil drinken.
Ja hoor, er is weer barbecue bij de buren. Het kleurt al aardig. Purper.
Ik loop nat achteruit. Mezelf.
Om de linkerzijde. Een doodlopende straat die nergens toe leidt. Maar naar een imaginaire boerderij. Met aansluitend een hoerenkot.
Kan je tenminste doen alsof je luistert als ik je wat wil zeggen?
De kalfjes zuigen genadig de heilige koe in het centrum van een systeem. Koppelteken. Ik flirt met de hooi, maar niet met de vork die je in mijn arm probeert te steken.
De kat wil buiten, doe je de deur even open?
Liefde is een tijdelijke suspensie in een Lorentz-attractor. Je mist vooral de beweging, schatje.
Geen zonnestralen worden doorgelaten. Aan het zonnezout zullen zij 's nachts lekken. De kalverliefde die onze polders verenigt. Overnight.
Pesticiden reken aardappeltijd. De getijden vermenigvuldigen zowel de oren van Van Gogh als de oren van de varkens.
Klootzak! Ik wou dat ik jou was, dan kon ik mij haten.
De conclusie is beter. Vrouwelijk naamwoord. Ben ik aan het beven? Omdat ik die kalfjes niet goed verteer. Het teder vlees, het zwijgen houdt. En als ingewikkelde fout in de duisternis, de heilige koe verlicht zich. In de wee lucht gedwee met de macht. Een nacht vervolgd.
Om hetgeen ze wisten en uitwisselden. Ze wisselden zichzelf uit in aardige tonen. Op een koersfiets. De zoete vlaktes van mijn kunst.
Kan je tenminste doen alsof je luistert als ik je wat wil zeggen?
Onze tijden zijn meervoudig. Onze levens een variëteit. Ergernis is zoals de pijn in je lijf.
Leugens zou ik het niet noemen, maar al je woorden zitten onder het slijm van
als
wat je verzwijgt.
Een verkeerde beweging maakt op de fiets. Het
smaakt. Wat wil je mij vertellen?
Naar ijzer met citroen.
Liefde is een tijdelijke suspensie in een Lorentz-attractor. Je mist vooral de beweging, schatje.
Steenrijke boeren die met behulp van computers de heilige koeien bedienen in een controlekamer. Een dode simmering in het automatiseringsproces.
Ik wil dat je mij nu kust.
Laat jij de vogels binnendringen?
Buiten de geglikt geweide...
Klutsch.
De
hun zwingen is
vandaag
van het zwenghout dat doorslaat.
Tegen het beter weten in.
Om de linkerzijde een doodlopende straat die nergens naartoe leidt.
Omwegen.
Die nergens naartoe.
Omwegen.
Die nergens, nergens
te vullen in
die
de
nergens naartoe leidt. Maar naar een imaginaire boerderij met een aansluitend hoerenkot. Godverdomme.
Ik hoor de geur van leder in uw woorden als je praat van ondergang en mededogen.
Kan je tenminste doen alsof je luistert als ik je probeer wat te zeggen?
Uit wrekkunde.
Steenrijke boeren die met behulp van computers de heilige koeien bedienen in een controlekamer. Een dode simmering in het automatiseringsproces.
Als mijn lippen de jouwe raken, wil ik jou met lippen voelen. Als ik in jouw ogen kijk, zie ik jou meer zien. Als ik naar je stem luister, hoor ik je mijn luister bespreken. En als ik ruik, begin jij op de transpireren. Als ik je proef, ook jij de hele wereld gaar voor mij.
Every day seems a little longer. Every way love's a little stronger. Come what may. Do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's getting closer, going faster than a
rooster.
Love like yours will surely come my way.
De vogels binnendringen. Het zwingen is van het zwerghout.
Klaar, wie giet er de patatten af?
Dit was Radio Klepnikov op Radio Scorpio 106FM. Radio Klepnikov op Radio Scorpio 106FM.
Als mijn lippen door jou raken,
dat u het heeft kunnen volhouden.
Jou, mijn lippen
voelen, wij hopen dat
ik in jouw
ogen kijk.
Zie
wij hopen
meisje,
dat jullie het hebben kunnen volhouden.
Als ik naar je stem luister, hoor ik je mijn luisteren.
Every day seems a little longer. Every way love's a little stronger. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Every day it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. Love like yours will surely come my way. Hey, hey, hey. Love like yours will surely come my way.
Pitches blue. time I know it's free. This is something I feel. Ooh. No more lonely nights, no more ugly fights. And she makes me love, love like a man. She makes me love, love like a man. She makes me love like a man.
lots of men. The shadow knows.
Once again, we bring you the thrilling adventures of the Shadow, the hard and relentless fight of one man against the forces of evil. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcibly to old and young alike that crime does not pay. Today you say, I'm investing in savings bonds. Join the payroll savings plan at work. And tomorrow you'll say, there's our dream home, all finished and right down to the last brick. Yes, today, join the payroll savings plan at work to buy United States savings bonds. Whatever you want in the future, guarantee it now with savings bonds. Join the payroll savings plan for your work. Or, if you're self-employed, buy a bond a month at your bank. Don't delay. Your own future, your country's future can't wait. Buy United States savings bonds. And now, The Shadow.
The Shadow, who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret. The hypnotic power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, Collectors of Death. Hidden in the wilds of the craggy palisades stands the turreted castle of the European refugee recluse, Herr Bruder. Here in solitude, he gloats over the priceless treasures he has smuggled out of Europe. Tonight, as Bruder finishes his dinner, a sudden mountain storm beats at the windows of the castle.
You will have your coffee in the study, Herr Bruder?
In the study. Emil, why are you not using my best china as I ordered?
But we are, Bruder. You see the design?
Emil, my eyes are weak. I cannot see even from close. But with my fingertips, I know this is not my best china. Why?
But maybe your hair must be mistaken. We would not serve him with any but his best china. It is as you have ordered.
Ah, so you are sure, Emil?
Of course, Abel.
Perhaps I've been too hasty. Come. I take my coffee in the study. A warm fire on a night like this. An easy chair and a glass of... Emil, who has been in my study?
Only Marie, when she cleans.
Get Marie in here quickly.
I call her. Marie!
Yes, Emil?
Come into the study, Marie.
Something wrong?
Oh, Marie, my paintings. Someone has been touching my paintings. I cannot see what has been done, but something has been changed.
Perhaps when dusting the Marie moved.
Yes, that's it, Herr Bruder. When dusting them, perhaps I moved them.
No. My coat. Where is my coat?
Above the desk, Herr Bruder.
On my renoir.
Above the fireplace, as always.
Oh, above the fireplace. Oh, I must have been mistaken. These dim old eyes, they play me tricks.
It distresses us, Herr Bruder, to think you do not trust us.
Nonsense, Emil. It is only you that I do trust, eh? That is why I sent to the old country for you, to protect me from thieves who would rob me, steal my treasures.
Thieves, suppose?
Yeah, Emil, thieves, American thieves. You must help me, you and Marie. You must keep them from robbing me.
Rest easy, Herr Bruder. Marie and I will do everything to make sure you are not robbed by American thieves.
And this lovely, authentic bit of Limoges is worth 10 times what I've bid. Won't somebody say 25?
25?
Margot, don't be silly. That's no more Limoges, and I am Houdini.
Lamont, I just can't help myself at auction.
Is that all? I'm offered 25, and this beats the great deal.
40.
Margot, you can buy those things by the case lot for that.
Don't be silly, Lamont. What would I do with a case of them?
50. I'm offered 50. It will make 75.
Get hold of yourself, Margot. You can't do it. It would be wrong.
75.
It's going for 75. Going. It's going once. Going twice. Sold to the lady for $75. Will you step this way, please, miss?
Yes, of course.
Well, here you are, lady. Beautiful thing if I do say so. Shall I have it wrapped?
Don't bother. It'll be easier to dispose of if it isn't.
Very funny. Very funny, I'm sure. 75 even. Thank you. Here you are, miss.
I'll take it, Margot. With any luck, I might drop it.
Stop stewing, Lamont. Just the same, I think we'd better get out of here before the fever comes on me again and I buy the Taj Mahal.
Well, I must admit it's a pretty good imitation. Wait a minute. Take a look at this thing, Margot.
I have. $75 worth.
Margot, this is a real Limoges piece. It's worth 10 times $75.
That's impossible. Why, in these places, they
never... That's just the point. These places specialize in fakes and imitations, but this is the real article.
How can it be?
Well, I don't know. I do know this. A few weeks ago, I was reading about a very famous collection of antiques and objets d'art. The Bruder collection.
And?
I'm almost certain a piece like this was described in that article.
Jesus. Bruder, whatever his name is, probably decided to break up his collection or turn it into cash.
And sell it for about one-tenth its value? Oh, no, Ma.
Well, then what?
Somebody else is liquidating his collection for him.
You mean stealing it?
I don't know yet. There are three well-known fencers who specialize in antiques. One of them, a Mr. Otto, might be ambitious enough to want to buy the Bruder collection.
Mr. Otto, you said there would be large rewards if I brought you Herr Bruder's collection.
The larger pieces, yes. I shall pay you well, my dear friend.
But the larger pieces we dare not touch, Mr. Otto. It seemed dangerous to pick up these small pieces.
Knick-knacks, my dear girl, knick-knacks. How about the piece of Limoges that you and Emil sold at the auction? Why didn't you bring it here?
You know about that?
It's my business to know about everything, everything.
I thought to get much money at the auction.
So instead of bringing it here, you part with it for a paltry $50. And to me, to Mr. Otto, you bring this collection of junk. You're not very bright, sir.
I told you, Emil, we should not be doing this. We will be caught. There's not work.
Quiet, Marie. All right, Mr. Otto. We will take your offer this time.
Yes, I knew that an intelligent pair of... collectors such as you would see it my way. Here are, my dear friend, the price agreed, I believe.
Thank you.
Come, Emil, the old man will be missing us.
Au revoir, my dear friends. Au revoir. Lookie. Lookie.
Right here, Mr. Otto.
You heard, Lookie?
Yeah.
Follow them. They must not be permitted to, change their minds. You understand?
Yeah.
There's a fortune in the Bruder collection, Lookie. A fortune. It would be short-sighted to let them falter now. Very short-sighted.
Is this the place, Lamont? It's a perfectly respectable shop.
That's right, Margot. Mr. Otto's known to be one of the most prominent antique dealers in town.
Yes, but you said he was a receiver, a fence. I thought they operated in dark cellars and underworld dives.
You've been listening to too many radio shows. Come on, Margot, let's go in.
Ah, good day, sir. Good day, madam.
How do you do?
And how can I be of service to you?
We were interested in a gift. Vase, perhaps?
Ah, yes. Yeah.
Or perhaps a trinket, such as these.
I'm sorry, sir. That new shipment is not classified as yet.
These are precious. Lamont, look at this medallion.
I'm sorry, miss. I cannot hear you.
Fine workmanship. As a matter of fact, I just read about a medallion very much like this. It was in the Bruder collection.
Oh, that? The Bruder collection, yeah, it's quite famous, of course. However, duplicates do show up sometimes.
I'd like to make you an offer for this.
No, indeed, sir. I wouldn't think of selling it until I had checked its authenticity. Oh,
now I am disappointed.
We'll be back, Margot. After Mr. Otto has assorted this collection. Perhaps then, Mr. Otto?
Of course. Of course. Good day, sir. Good day, madam. Bye, Mr. Otto.
Lamont Cranston, you're up to something. What is it?
Trying to find out what's going on. Margot, that medallion came from the Bruder collection. I'm positive of it.
Well, certainly the man has the right to dispose of his collection if he sees fit.
Yes, but Bruder never would. He's a fanatic on the subject of his collection. He guards it with his life. Margot.
Yes?
How would you like to pay a visit to Mr. Bruder himself? Have a little talk about his collection.
Stop now. It isn't worth the risk for the handful of pennies you Mr. Otto gives us.
Marie, it's so easy. A few pieces every night. Soon we have enough to go back to the old country.
I won't let you do it. I tell you already, the old man is beginning to wonder. Soon he start to check. What then?
Maybe just one more. A clean sweep. We take everything and leave.
Good idea,
Who are you?
Name's Lukey. Came to keep you from making a mistake, a bad mistake.
I don't understand.
Miss Dorado sent me. He wants you to stay healthy. If you don't go through with your deal with him, you won't.
We can't do it. The old man is suspicious now.
You had a good idea, Emil. One big job. Clean it all up.
But
we do it tonight.
No, tell him no, Emil.
You talk loud, sister. This talks louder.
Put away that gun. We don't want trouble.
Like I said, we do the job tonight. As soon as the old man's in bed, we go to work. Again, it storms. This violence, this noise, it upsets me, Amy.
Why don't you get some rest, Dumbledore? You look tired.
Yeah, I'm tired. My milk. Now he has warmed my milk.
Here it is, Herr Buddha.
Oh, good. Good. So, I take it upstairs. Then I sleep.
We help you to the stairs, Herr Buddha.
You need not help me up the stairs. I'm not that feeble yet. Good night, my dear friend.
Good night, Herr Buddha.
Now, Amy. Before that horrible man with the gun.
Folks, now we go to work.
Just wait. Suppose the old man comes down.
In that case, I'll take care of him.
You wouldn't.
Start going. You take the pictures first. Keep it quiet.
Come, Marie. We have no choice.
I'll just sit over here and watch. The faster you work, the sooner you'll be finished.
We'll kill him. His pictures, his treasures.
That don't. This will.
Don't talk so much, Marie. We must hurry.
Hey, what was that?
A car.
Who is it?
I don't know.
Okay. Get rid of whoever it is fast.
Yes, sir.
Now, you stay here, Emil. Let Marie do it. Go on.
I can't.
Do I have to use this persuader? Go on.
But... Well, all right. I go on.
Like a fool, let go of my gun.
I catch you by surprise. Now I have the gun.
Marie, what are you doing?
I'm finished. I turn him over to the police, then I confess all. I'm sick of this thieving and lying.
Look, sister, give me back the gun. I'll forget what just happened.
Stand back or I'll shoot.
Give me that gun.
I'll shoot, I said.
I'm coming for you.
Stay back. You think I'm fooling?
Give me that gun.
I warn you. I warn you.
Marie. Marie. Someone has... killed Marie.
Marie.
return to the shadow in just a minute.
How does a child grow, mentally and morally, I mean? Does the child develop into the citizen the way the infant develops into the man just by the passage of time? Of course not. Or there would not be so many faulty citizens. We all know that, of course. Yet I wonder how many of us tend to take the line of least effort to let our children, like Topsy, just grow, counting perhaps on the schools to teach our youngsters love for their country and that essential element of good citizenship, good sportsmanship. Of course, the schools do a great deal, but they simply cannot do it alone. Rather, it is every parent's duty to teach his children what it means to be a good American, not by preaching, for that is like water off the proverbial duck's back, but by precept, by example. After all, how can we expect to develop a new generation of unprejudiced Americans if we at home let them hear us falling into those same tired old errors of referring to any group of our fellow Americans as if they were all alike, all good, all bad, all smart, all stupid, or all anything? Yes, the teachings of our children is a mighty task, made simple by just being good citizens ourselves. And now, the shadow. Lamont Cranston and Margot Lane are on the trail of a gang dealing in stolen art treasures. They pay a visit at the castle-like home of an eccentric refugee collector. As they try to get in the front door, there's a shot from within the house.
What was that?
Pistol shot. Can't waste a minute, Margaret. We've got to get in there fast. Come on.
Please.
What happened?
Something terrible has happened.
What went on in here?
My wife. Someone shot. Someone has murdered my wife.
Lamont, look.
Yes, I see. Right through the heart. Who did this?
My wife and I were... We were going to the door to answer your knocking when the shot came out of nowhere.
Look, Lamont, the study.
Thieves. Someone was ransacking the study.
They must have heard you in the corridor, but why should they shoot?
Marie! What is happening? I heard a shot.
It is Marie, Bruder. She has been shot.
Marie? Oh, poor Marie. Who did this burglar?
Yes, thieves, Bruder.
Oh, my treasures. They've robbed my treasures.
No, they were interrupted. Nothing is gone.
Good. These people, who are they?
My name is Cranston. This is Miss Lane. We came out here to see if we could help you.
We have need of help. Emil, there's nothing missing. You are sure?
Yes, sir, Bruder.
Good. I was afraid. I must go rest. This excitement.
Before you go, Mr. Bruder, were you alone upstairs?
Yeah, why?
As it seems quite obvious that the bullet that killed Marie was fired from above. The line of the bullet is downward.
I do not understand. I saw no one.
They may have escaped while mein Herr was arising. Herr Bruder's eyes are not very good, Mr. Cranston.
I must get to bed. I cannot stand this excitement.
Could I help you, Mr. Bruder?
Better let Emil do that, Margot. I think you and I should attend to notifying the police.
Come, Herr Bruder. I will be right down, Mr. Cranston.
What do you think, Lamont?
I think the shadow had better have a talk with Emil when he comes down, Margot. I want you to make certain Mr. Bruder doesn't leave his room.
My poor Marie. Oh, I must get out of here before the police.
You seem upset, Emil.
Who said that?
Don't bother looking around. I'm here at your elbow, but you cannot see me. No one sees the shadow, Emil.
Shadow? What do you want?
Who killed your wife, Emil?
I don't know. I heard the shot. I saw her fall. It must have been the thief.
Perhaps this thief exists only in your mind.
No, you must believe me. I saw him. He had the gun.
Oh, so you saw the burglar, Emil?
Yes. He was named Lukey. He wanted us to help him steal the paintings, but he would not.
And so this Lukey killed her?
I don't know. Marie took his gun. She was going to turn him over to the police. Suddenly there was a shot.
Who fired it? Who is upstairs, Emil?
I don't know.
Tell me, who?
There was no one upstairs but Herr Bruder.
All right, Emil. I'll look further. In the meantime, I'll lock you in your room. Because if you've lied, I want you to be here to answer to the shadow.
Ha, 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 ha.
huge, weird cellars under the house. What do you suppose they were used for, Lamont?
Storage. In these wilds, the owners probably had to store enough food for a whole winter in the old days.
Well, I still don't see what we're doing down here.
Looking for some evidence of the man Lukey that Emil swears held a gun on him and Marie.
He may be gone by now.
I hardly think so. You're sure the old man can't get out of his room?
Positive. Here's the only key to his room. It's about a 100-foot drop from the window right over a cliff.
Good. Well, I don't see anything down here. Hey, wait a minute. Turn that flash down here.
Oh, what do you see?
Here, a set of footprints in the dust. Leading this way.
But where do they go? They stop right at this wall.
That's interesting. It's just as I thought. I'll find the catch on this section. Here it is.
What is it?
Old refrigerating chamber built under the houses in the old days, usually with a hidden door. Stand back, Margot.
Lamont, look!
Good Lord!
Is he dead, Lamont?
Yes, Margot, he's dead.
Who is it? Lamont, who is it?
Mr. Bruder.
I just left him. He was locked in his room.
It's Bruder, all right. There's no doubt in the world about it.
But it can't be, Lamont. It can't be.
Easy, Margot.
What is it?
Margot, I want you to go upstairs to one of the guest rooms. Lock yourself in and don't come out for anybody until I call you.
You think I'm in danger?
I think that the man behind this won't hesitate a moment to commit another murder. And I don't want you to be the victim.
I tell you, it is dangerous for us to be back in this. The man no one can see.
I'm getting out, and I'm taking as much of this as I can with me. Stop talking to Pack.
It's the invisible man. If he comes back and finds you, he'll let me out of my
room. I have been having bad dreams. There's no such thing as a man you can't see.
He talked to me, I swear it. Listen.
Branston, stall him. I'll be behind the drape. One word out of the way, and you get it. You understand?
I understand.
Hello, Emil. Well, what's this?
I thought it best, Mr. Cranston, to pack up the treasures.
Told you the police don't like things touched.
I cannot help it. My first concern must be for Herr Bruder.
Suppose I were to tell you that Herr Bruder is dead.
Dead? Herr Bruder dead? And they killed him. Mr. Cranston.
Yes?
Quick, a man with a gun behind the curb.
Emil! Your next cover's what you think.
Let go of my arm.
Drop that gun, Luke.
Let go, I said.
Believe her own eyes.
Mr. Bruder, but you're dead. We found your body in the cellar.
Oh, you did you? How unfortunate for you.
I don't believe it. It's a trick. It must be a trick.
Perhaps I'm a ghost, huh?
No, you're not a ghost.
You're very observant, Miss Lane. Perhaps too observant.
You knew what was going on, didn't you, Mr. Bruder? The thieves and the murder.
Perhaps.
But why? Why should you let your treasures be stolen?
Perhaps I wanted them stolen.
Perhaps you did. But Herr Bruder did not.
Who said that?
The Shadow. Herr Bruder didn't want his collection stolen, and that's why Bruder lies dead in the cellar.
You're crazy. I am Bruder.
Oh, no. You've done a very credible job of masquerading, but you're not Bruder. Are you, Otto?
Otto?
That's ridiculous.
It was ridiculous for you to think you could get away with it. You realize no one knew Bruder by sight. You thought you could easily impersonate him, didn't you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll tell you. You wanted the Bruder collection. Bruder wouldn't sell. So you killed him and hid his body in the cellar. You started to loot the place, and then a complication set in. The servants Bruder had sent to Europe for arrived. You realized they didn't know Bruder by sight, so you carried on the masquerade. It gave you the inspiration for the whole plot.
Lies! All lies!
Instead of looting the collection yourself, you let Emil and Marie steal it piece by piece and sell it to you as Mr. Otto for a fraction of its value.
Why should I do that?
Because it gave you a victim on which you could pin the murder of Bruder. It gave you the fabulous collection at a ridiculous price, and it gave you two ready-made fall guys for the thievery.
Very well. Everything you say is true. I am Mr. Otto. But you won't live to tell this story to anyone. I'll see to that.
You're counting on your bodyguard, Lukey?
Lukey. 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 Where is he?
In the study, securely tied up with the police.
I'm getting out. Don't try to stop me. Either, are you?
Shadow, he's getting away.
He won't get very far. Listen.
Open in the name of the law.
Mr. Otto walked right into the hands of a welcoming committee from the police.
Well, Lamont, you were right. Lukey has confessed his part in the plot and has turned safe evidence.
Well, even without his evidence, police has enough to put an end to Mr. Otto's unsavory career, Margot.
It was Mr. Otto, then, who killed Marie?
Yes, Margot. He was standing at the head of the stairs. He saw she'd gotten Lukey's gun, was ready to tell the police everything. So he shot her.
I bet Mr. Otto got an awful shock after killing Bruder to have the two servants walk in on
him. Yes, Margot, but gave him an idea. An idea that was to result in two more murders and a one-way, no-return trip for him.
Is this a question you've been wanting to ask about heart disease? Are any heart diseases curable? Part of the answer is yes. There are certain types of heart disease which can be cured through surgery, others through drugs. But there is still much to be learned about heart diseases and the causes of rheumatic fever, high blood pressure, and hardening of the arteries. That's why the American Heart Association needs your help now to carry on urgently needed research and educational programs that will help combat this great enemy to our public health. For in spite of medical progress, heart diseases still take one American life every minute. Give and give generously to your local Heart Association or to the American Heart Association, Box 550, New York City. Once again, The Shadow.
This story is copyrighted by Street & Smith Publications, Incorporated. All names and places are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental. Listen again next week, same time, same station, when The Shadow will again demonstrate that
the weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
Next week, same time, same station, we bring you another strange and thrilling adventure in The Shadow's daring battle against the forces of evil. The part of Lamont Cranston was played by Brett Morrison, Margot by Grace Matthews. This program came to you from New York. Stay tuned now for Quick as a Flash. This is the Mutual Don Lee Broadcasting System.
Is this thing on? Can you hear me now?
Net als het schooljaar lopen onze uitzendingen stilaan op hun laatste benen. Volgende week is er ons lijstje met favorieten van het voorjaar en daarna nemen we even vakantie. Welkom en goedenavond dus bij de laatste gewone aflevering van Seniorhuis voor deze zomer. We starten vanavond met een snedige portie gothic punk van het uit Amsterdam afkomstige Dear Omen. Ze kwamen op onze radar met de Girls to the Front compilatie. En nu heeft het trio een nieuwe single uitgebracht, Iconoclasm. Dit is Dear Omen.